Thought I'd see you here, Craig. Thought I'd see you here. Greetings. You got the what? Oh, the fucking brick. That's. What's up? Good. George, can you hear us? If he can hear us, I think he's using the wrong microphone. What if he's like just blending with the background for some reason? I know why. It hates him. Yeah, no, I think I'm shaking my head to Josh. See, a good fake background is one that is obviously fake. One that is the uncanny valley of fake background is uncomfortable. Is that AI generated? Is that why it's not an actual grid? What? What the fuck is that cactus? And what is the what? There's three candles, I see that, but there is one that is a. What is the thing at the bottom? I don't know. I don't refresh. I can't imagine these are like compression artifacts that are deforming the grid behind you. Or that could be, but then I wonder what is the hockey puck candle? Like, first off, two of the candles appear to not have dishes, and the third thing, the third gray candle, I don't know if it's. Did they just burn a candle down really far so that the varying heights were aesthetically pleasing? How much do people get paid to set up fucking Zoom? Can I make money setting up Zoom backgrounds? Yeah, I feel like also Zoom backgrounds, one of the first jobs taken by AI. Like, what the fuck am I gonna, what am I gonna do? They're like, can you add like a tomato to it? And I'm like, that'll $15 extra on the $50. They're gonna be like, I'll just take yours to AI and have it edit tomato. It's real. It's actually, there's no extra thumb. It's real. That's for the fern. When it evolves to a creeping plant, it has a place to climb. Now.
Oh, Lord, Barry.
I wouldn't know. I don't refresh. Listen. Does your dream have new bars? Because normally, like, shit gets in there and it's not sharp enough to, like, do much. Yeah. Or gunk sticks in there, so there's not as much purchase. They're just new. Do you use chalk? I haven't had them take off healthy skin and bleed, but I've had them come off. I Googled it and everyone had the same issue. Okay. I'm not, there's no confirmation bias going on. This happens a lot. No, I'm not doubting that it happens a lot. I've just never seen it ever. But that's also probably part of the friction that's going on. I don't think the dog would like the bottle of liquid chalk. It's like a decoy. It's like a decoy. And they're not smart enough. They're not smart enough to have like cause and effect. So if it drank half a bottle of cat repellent and it shat itself, it'd probably be like, just happens sometimes. Do you have any more of that cat repellent? You had to convert. They still email me. I think you did, but I can't remember what happened. Less. That's the ultimate Freudian slip. You have a last supper. We're gonna kill someone here. The king, whoever the king is here. It would have been a lot funnier if she was like, you guys didn't say anything about pooping. It's too not a great compliment to the house. I only take shits here. Yeah, I'll tell that to my toilet next. No, no, I just feel comfortable. That's why I'm doing this. Nice. Dumb. Dumb. Is how Skyrim does it? Maybe I should go to a voice gen model or like a multimodal model and give it Yeenut Guy and then ask what he would sound like and then have him do the level up sound. I'm so glad that I am snaking my way through creative ways to indicate that I am playing D&D. Like it started with just all Ys at the capital of sentences, then it went to pictures of things that start with Y, and now it's just how many different scenarios can I get an AI to generate Yeenut Guy? When you see this creature, it means yes. Think it was a thumbs up too. He literally morphs. If he's grabbing stuff, he's got three fingers and one thumb. If he's giving the thumbs up, he has four fingers and one thumb. Which, by the way, I've not told Gemini anything about any indication about the number of thumbs. Gemini continues to add four when there's a thumbs up and leave three, except for last week where he fucked an entire hand. Or 2 weeks ago. Absolutely fucked an entire hand. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. But to be fair, it's consistent. The hand that's fucked and put on the other arm has three fingers, and the same arm with the thumbs up hand has four. I could ask Gemini why, and maybe Gemini would say the same thing. Oh, actually. I like the consistent amount of hands. Like the AI could have easily been like, "Oops, well, I still have to put one on each of the arms." It's like, no. The higher principle here is not one hand per arm. It is, or at least one hand per arm. It is at most two hands per person, or exactly two hands per person. That I haven't even looked. Why are you looking at his feet? Oh, all right. Why didn't he give him shoes? That was by design to keep creeps away. He puts on a prosthetic toe so that he is more culturally aligned with the four-toed that he's doing business with. It's true. But he only put like he's like in the boardroom and he's like puts his feet up on the desk and his puts the one with the prosthetic toe. I'll do it. I can't remember, but I'm going to read my notes. So this will be new for all of us. Okay, so let's see. This was immediately after the fight. Some stalls closed. We walked around to the remaining booths. There is some colored liquids and prisms. A lot of people were rooting for Anzu to get his hand eliminated, so we wanted him to do that. There was also a fortune teller. A lot of stuff was happening. There was a dice game. We went to a fairy ring and got attacked by various things, but ultimately bested the fairy ring. We met some people from Brithwyn. I don't know, a gnome or whatever. I think we schmoozed ourselves into getting their info. And then we go and do the tarot thing. We smell burning and make will saves. We get the fool, the world tree inverted, and the hooded man, and the forest. According to our newfound religion, this is a bunch of hooey. We learn that the heart likes paintings, oil or acrylic on canvas. Then we do the prism dice stuff. There's a game played where they figure out how to keep Anzu's hand or whatever. I didn't pay too much attention. And then Benny absolutely cleans up at the dice bluffing table. We get a key, which is important. No one believes, a very odd key, which is important. No one believes it belongs to, or is from Ott, except Mike. Let's see what else. Oh yeah. We head back and then, we're like, well, what do? Some nerd really wanted to go to the library. We said, fuck that. But then we're like, well, let's go visit a senator's house. Benny's like, that sounds sick. We'll be able to run around and have a bunch of fun unrestricted. We go to the house. We can't even visit the library they have there. So the nerd's pissed. Benny's pissed because we're locked in a room. One of us is just eating blocks of ice with salmon inside. None of the art in this room is famous, according to our thorough research. Josh, if there's more of the session, I would have wrote it down. Oh, right. The senator wasn't there because emergency meeting and, what else? There's butter? Oh, butler. Oh, right. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, we went to the Belvedere Library after being in a disappointing library that has like superficial books. We are looking for the Arc mechanic. One of us almost got in trouble trying to get in. We find that this is someone that is like hooked up to trains in some sort of torture setup. And we get information on where train transport buildings are. I wrote coordinates, trains, transport. Oh, this is probably what the Arc mechanic does. Okay. Can Benny research? Oh. No, Benny is fine researching himself. Benny would like to see if there is some sort of a directory of known hearts. Do we have an indication of which org Rapid Connection is part of? Like, did we get anything more rock solid? It's part of a transport org. I don't know the names of. Right, okay. That'd be really weird if there was. Well, actually, that's not. Never mind. I was going to say, it'd be really weird if there was a guy that knew or had, like, a heart somewhere that was not part of the powerful org he was part of. But if he is the Arc Mechanic, I don't know. So the name indicates that it would be some sort of transport, like Rapid Connection, vaguely transport related. But this guy's also the Arc Mechanic. So he knows where everything is. That's true. It's part of Prime Meridian. The central heart repository not existing. Because Benny wanted to look into Rapid Connection. I guess by the way of inquiry would have to go into Prime Meridian related materials and then attempt to find hearts that were part of like the transport system. What was the name of the heart that we found in the basement of the auto body? Basement, the fucking layer of the auto body. Yeah. Looking into Iron Gauntlet and a Glass Glove, but we don't know if that's even known, and there's no central place where they list what's known. So we wouldn't know if it's known. I don't mean like a registry. I just mean like a record. Like if it was mentioned somewhere in a news thing, oh, so-and-so had this heart in their house that did this. And then you would just have like, here is added to the list of known hearts that exist. I see. Okay, yeah, we'll look at the hearts associated with Prime Meridian / Rapid Connection themselves. Oh, lore skills, okay. I was looking for it alphabetically. Did my roll go through? Oh, all right, well. It did. I see the roll now, yeah. Engage the cannon. Jesus. I thought that was. I thought that was discussed with when we were in the room with Iron Fingers and Glass Wrist or whatever, when we were talking about like why they would want to talk to beings on the planet. It's like, well, they just want to burn everything down, so they'll take control of some of them to kill a bunch of them.
Level.
The Marriott Regency. Doubletree. Expect. Regent. Hire is head of marketing. Regent does do or The Demon Party. The 13th. Oh, the six inner, six inner, six outer, six way outer, and then one odd man out. It's a robot moon. Think the vocalist could be one of us? I buy it. What? I mean, that whole thing seems very not. It doesn't seem like it was set up by people involved with the Void Song. Is this true? But is the what? Grayson, and then who else at the Devils? It's just a costume. Yeah, I agree. What other useful lore questions could we ask here? Crazy is jumping out. There anything you look through the periodicals. I'd hate to be like, well, he looked through all of them, so I can ask him anything. But was there anything on Twelwyn in the more recent ones? Fair enough. We can go hang out in the senator's stuffy plastic-covered living room. Shall we poke around Prime Meridian Sable Crush?
Oh, we love you, Mr. Arctos, sir. Mr. Arctos, if you could get us out, that would be great, Mr. Arctos.
So, do we know where Prime Meridian is in Sable Clutch?
Go poking around.
Oh yeah, let's make sure that not make sure, but let's build our guilt for when they all ultimately turn up missing. So yeah, we should head back and see if they're there.
Up perceiving their check.
Jesus.
I think we got six.
Fight Ring was 3 or Fight Ring was 2? Oh, we did 4 events for 6. It was 3 and then 3 ones. Right, am I crazy? We actually looked for the one furthest from Sable Clutch. No, I'm joking. We were looking for the same one. Yeah. Well, full hour, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's offensive.
Remember where he went? Sure. Well, yes. They had energy weapons and they died. We want to go poke around the Prime Meridian stuff. I feel like the fine art, I feel like we, imagine if we show up with the wrong art piece. I think we should make contact, or at least attempt to make contact first with the heart. But I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, what we go there and then they're like, no, you can't come in. And we don't want to fight them because we're attempting to bargain with the art. So it's just like, we have access to fine art, tell the heart this, and then hope the heart lets us in, and then otherwise show up with a piece of art. Okay. What other options do we have in general for activities? So we could go poke around Prime Meridian. We could attempt to find an art piece prior to Prime Meridian. Is there anything else that is like reasonably close? Like we want to find the stone, but I'm wondering, I guess we could check out the auto body's probably cordoned off completely by Inquisitors. Like they're still probably guarding it, maybe. And then I guess what the next is just to go into Teller's Run or figure out what to do about removing Teller's Run, but it's not anything immediate, it's just like a general goal. I just want to get a complete idea. I feel like we need more info. Yes. Need an invite. Would we, is it even advertised like when the parties happen? Would we know when the next one is? I don't think we know. This is about the radar dishes. How long of an evening do we have? Oh, that's quite a bit. I feel like we should start doing that. Do we want to? Do we want to visit Smilers to buy stuff? I might have stuff I want to buy. Well, I mean, while we're thinking about what to do next. Benny wants. Yeah. The poly tools, they've been very nice. Do you have one of these? And it'll place down another magazine clipping, but this time of a Falcata. Falcata. Yeah, not at max proficiency. Yeah. I'm actually trained. Advanced weapons. Oh, right, yeah. I didn't even realize. I just like the name. I just like the name. Perfect. What? That's... Well, the thing, you need to have the strength of at least a grown man to wield it.
Yeah.
I think we did disperse gold recently, but we can do more if needed. How much will that in? Let me check how much. I suspect it'll be detrimental, but I can. So I just have normal breastplate right now. Actually, should I be having a rune on this? Potency rune, yeah. Yeah, go for it. Everyone give yourself 60 gold. Now we're at zero. No, I'm joking. We're at 572. To Benny. Benny should have it. Yes. Johnny takes off his mask and it's Benny in like a big person suit. We're like, what conversation did we just have? In the other room, they never left the room to get drinks. It's just Johnny and Donnie having the fucking conversation. Ginny takes their mask off and it's just fucking on Zoom. Like, what's going on? Where's Ginny? Oh my god. We're gonna go poke around Primeridian. We had a heart. Yeah, we had a heartfelt moment at the. We were really focused on Avenge before paperwork. If you could let my org know, please. I have a strong will. Yeah, please let them know. Weaker. I think this is Discord, yeah. Is it the freezing or something? Okay.
Just go to the museum, it's here.
I think we should go talk to the heart. Talk to the people that talk to the heart. That's what it's going to sound like when I start the car. Well, to the basement, to the wine cellar of the offices of Prime Meridian. No, I guess we don't know where Prime Meridian is in Sable Clutch. Yeah, can you make it a religion check, Josh? So we could do this like 100% by the book and attempt to just walk in the front door and be like, hey, we would like to speak to Rapid Connection or the we could name the Arc. What is it, the Arc Arc Technician? Arc Mechanic. And just say that, you know, we have art and we would like something of theirs to trade. As if they're guarding it. We'll find out. You could be startled. It's not a miracle kit. Yeah, put a wig on him. Put a wig on him. Put a Justin Bieber haircut on him and no one's going to recognize him. Or better yet, put some blush on his white cheeks. Give him like a long blonde wig and like some blue eyeshadow, and it's just like, this is our grandmother. Hello. I was about to say, were you already sending the Scooby-Doo picture? I was thinking of Scooby-Doo when I was describing it. I think it's worth a shot. I mean, if not, we can always go to plan B, but maybe you won't have to get there. I think we should only keep that with the heart if we mention it at all. See, I'm not sure the heart knows what it has. Well, no, something of value, but exactly what it is, I don't think it knows. Or we can't be sure. Hey, we know, like, part of a contest. I don't know what contest. I found this fair and square. This is my nice little gem. Well, I mean, we have to. Yeah, I think we just mentioned that we have the capability of obtaining fine art, and we would like to do some business with the heart regarding some fine art. No. I don't think we mentioned it's, I mean, not to the people at the front, and maybe not even to the heart. Yeah, I think these ponchos were always hooded. If we're out there, it's just like pulling up to a McDonald's. Like, I want to speak to the manager, Chris Kringle. Okay, I have a large vehicle. I know he loves trucks. I've got a car for Chris Kringle. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Turn the Benny will put it in reverse and start. Either or and. Crafting. Oh, I got a 20. Eagle eye, buddy. Don't matter. I turn it on. Benny will follow the directions. We'll drive in. But he'll get out. Do we know who that was? All righty. I think so. We gotta get in the car and drive out. Ben, I'll get back in the car. All right, let's get some crowbars and pull it off the wall. No, I think this makes sense. I mean, if we brought, like, they don't, We're not looking to donate a painting, though. Like, it's not like we're dropping off art for fun. We want something of value from them. So if we bring a painting and we're like, oh, we want that thing, it's like, well, you want it, you said you wanted to sell it. You didn't say you wanted to sell something specific or sell it for something specific. So I don't think it's that much of an issue. I think we need something good in order to get. Didn't we just promise a Quinn? So we bring a Quinn. We don't know what's better. We got no information. What's better? This is why we went in the first place. No, but okay, so now we have to bring a better painting. But he didn't tell us to fuck off because of the quality of painting. He told us to fuck off because we didn't have it. I mean, that is. I don't know what we bring besides. Do we just go to a random... Sure. I might not have it loud enough. They're just for the end of sessions. I think they probably also have content moderation bots that check servers to see if they're 18 plus, and then we'll probably be like, you got to change your settings or we're going to kill you or something, or we're going to have a drone hit you now. Yeah, as long as he remains PG-13. Oh, I can't control him. I ask for pictures of him, and he sends me pictures of himself, and I hope that they're appropriate. We already discussed the content of the sandwiches. He is a yeen. The sandwiches are a yeen nut. See it. Cat.